James Bond's interview with M had been short.
"What about it, Bond?"
asked M, when Bond came back into his room after reading Head of S's memorandum and after gazing for 10 minutes out of the waiting-room window at the distant trees in the park. Bond looked across the desk into the shrewd, clear eyes. "It's very kind of you, sir. I'd like to do it, but I can't promise to win. The odds at Baccarat are the best after 30-40, evens except for the tiny cagnotte. But I might get a bad run against me and get cleaned out. Play's going to be pretty high. Opening will go up to 500,000, I should think." Bond was stopped by the cold eyes. M knew all this already, knew the odds at Baccarat as well as Bond. That was his job, knowing the odds at everything, and knowing men, his own and the opposition's. Bond wished he had kept quiet about his misgivings.
"He can have a bad run, too," said M. "You'll have plenty of capital, up to 25 million, the same as him. We'll start you on 10 and send you another 10 when you've had a look round. You can make the extra 5 yourself."
He smiled.
"Go over a few days before the big game starts and get your hand in. Have a talk to Q about rooms and trains and any equipment you want. The paymaster will fix the funds. I'm going to ask the Dizzy-M to stand by. It's their territory, and as it is, we shall be lucky if they don't kick up rough. I'll try and persuade them to send Mathis. You seem to get on well with him in Monte Carlo on that other casino job, and I'm going to tell Washington because of the NATO angle. CIA have got 1 or 2 good men at Fontainebleau, with the joint intelligence chaps there. Anything else?"
Bond shook his head. "I'd certainly like to have Mathis, sir."
"Well, we'll see. Try and bring it off. We're going to look pretty foolish if you don't. And watch out. This sounds an amusing job, but I don't think it's going to be. Le Chiffre is a good man. Well, best of luck."
"Thank you, sir," said Bond, and went to the door.
"Just a minute."
Bond turned.
"I think I'll keep you covered, Bond. 2 heads are better than 1, and you'll need someone to run your communications. I'll think it over. They'll get in touch with you at Royale. You needn't worry. It'll be someone good."
Bond would have preferred to work alone, but one didn't argue with M. He left the room hoping that the man they sent would be loyal to him, and neither stupid nor, worse still, ambitious.